Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve DelBianco back on the show. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 18 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the executive director of NetChoice, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, netchoice.org. He's vice chair of policy coordination at ICANN. He's one of the guys who helped save ICANN when the U.S. divested itself of that entity. And he's our good friend Steve DelBianco. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I mean, it reminds me, when you describe the background, that the first half of my career was running a small business like yours. Yep. And when I sold that business, I moved into this space called policy or tech policy. I guess I've been doing this about as long as I did the other career. But I got my start where you and many of your listeners are today, which is running a small business, creating wealth, and generating jobs.
That's what makes you so effective at what you're doing, especially on behalf of people like me and my audience, and that's what we appreciate about you. One of the things that you're tracking these days are some things that that you've been working on hard for a long time. In fact, one of the early policy issues you and I ever talked about is something the Supreme Court is going to announce their ruling on this month.
That's right, Jim. For years, the Supreme Court has held that small businesses or any business out of state doesn't have to pay the sales tax when they sell to customers in a state where they don't have a physical presence. And that ruling was challenged by states who want to be able to reach across their borders and tax any business in any corner of the country if they happen to have a customer in their state. So that case was argued on the 17th of April. I have to tell you, it was one of the most honestly humbling experiences I've had in my policy and government career, because I got to watch 9 Supreme Court justices who were so completely deeply ingrained in the subject matter. They were thoroughly prepared. Hmm. And when the clock struck 10, they struck hard at both attorneys for both sides and wow. Interrupted them, asked really tough questions. Heck, Jim, the justices even interrupted each other in the middle of their questions. After an hour of back and forth, I left the courtroom with a couple of impressions. The first impression is I'm really glad we have the judicial branch and not just the executive and legislative branches,
right,
which play a little too much to the cameras.
Right.
The second impression is that these 9 justices, they asked some incredibly tough questions, especially of South Dakota's attorney general, who is arguing that his state should be able to reach across its borders and tax any business anywhere. The justices asked questions that reveal that they understand this is not as simple as the states claim it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the ruling should be out anytime in the next 2 weeks. Could be this time next week or the week after.
What's your prediction?
And it could go one of 3 ways. Jim, I predict this court will say that a certain kind of state law that's relatively simple would be okay. And the bad news for small businesses is any state who adopts a couple of minimal simplifications would be able to demand that small businesses collect for 46 different states, face 46 different audits, and have to understand the rates and rules for 12,000 jurisdictions across the United States.
Mm.
We've done our best. And
virtually no help from technology, no government clearinghouse, no central bureau, no Rosetta Stone to help them to come up with the numbers, and no central clearinghouse to write one check to send to.
Yeah, the only central clearinghouse, you're going to love this, Jim, the only central clearinghouse is that the states have stood up a registration system so that a small seller in South Dakota can register one place and all 46 states can immediately audit and demand they pay tax.
Wow.
That's the only centralization they've done.
Thank you. Thank you for that. That's a big help. So you're saying that basically you're predicting that small businesses are going to lose.
I think online, we will.
Small businesses that sell online are going to lose.
Well, keep in mind that I believe the court will adopt the relative simplification, which would say that if you make less than 200 sales a year into a state, you might be exempted. And that was the law passed in South Dakota, which we challenged and went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. So it was 200 sales a year or $100,000 per year in a given state. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid, though, that a lot of sellers who retail relatively inexpensive items, cell phone cases, for example, will quickly reach 200. That's only two, three, four sales
right.
a week.
Right.
Not hard to get there with a large state.
Mm-hmm.
The next step after that, Jim, is to turn to Congress. And remember that the Supreme Court's only in this because Congress has failed to act. And Congress, under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, can act anytime it's ready.
We got So we're going to continue to track this, and Steve DiBianco is going to keep us posted on this, folks. And we'll report back on this in a few weeks and tell you what they said. Right back with Steve DiBianco. He's with NetChoice.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.